solid-state ultrasonic transducer. Hmm.
That's right, Sandy.
Quite a mouthful, isn't it?
Sure, but what does it do?
Well, that may be restricted information, Sandy.
The information isn't restricted, Mr. Ricks, only the model itself. There are many companies like ours working on developing underwater sonar equipment. We think ours is the best. But we'll know more after Miss Nostrand field tests it.
Is it okay if I go along to watch the test, Dad?
Well, what do you think about that, Mr. Kendrigan?
I think it's best not, Mr. Ricks. In an operation like this, the fewer people who know the workings of the device, the better. They're industrial spies who'll go to any lengths to get information on a competitor's product.
Do I look like an industrial spy?
No, of course not. It's just that I wouldn't want you to get mixed up with one of them. Well, if you'll sign for the instrument, Miss Nostrand, we can be on our way.
Of course. And I'm very grateful to your company for this opportunity.
It is we who are grateful to you. It isn't easy to find a qualified oceanographer with her own submarine.
Smarter than he, and we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under the sea.
Sports coat. Bud. Bud, this is very enterprising. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks.
Your son, the financier, huh, Pop?
Yeah, you might say something like that.
Well, I think it's sensational. Gee, thanks. Just for that, you walk and have the first tour in the house.
You mean on the house, don't you, Bud?
In the house. It's a museum. Come on, Dad.
No, wait a minute, Bud. We have to take Ula over to her submarine. But as soon as we come back, I'll go for that dad, okay?
Sure. Yeah, but we'll be back just as soon as we can, huh?
Tie these knots.
Yes.
Having trouble, Dad?
Just a little, Sandy. Just a little. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Nobody's going to steal a sub with these knots like this.
That's why I tie them that way.
Oh, I see. Finally. All right, Uli, in you go.
You the park ranger?
Yeah, what's the matter?
There's been an accident. A boat ran aground.
Where?
Out past the seawall. Someone's hurt bad.
You all right?
I'm fine.
Well, come on, Sandy.
You. Are you all right? Can I do anything for you?
As a matter of fact, you can. You can give me the transducer. Come on now, Miss Nordstrand. Let's not be coy. Or foolish. That's better.
You're not going to tie me up, are you?
Get into that sub. Go on. Hold it, Sandy. Hold it.
Dad, there's no boat here.
No, and I don't think there ever was one either. Let's go.
Yes, I am, but I got the transducer.
Mr. Kendrick wasn't kidding about those spies.
I heard him take off in the car.
All right, come on. Maybe we can catch him.
Look, I'm from out of town. This will be my last chance. I don't have the time. I'll tell you what, kids. I'll treat you all to the museum if you let me go first.
Yeah.
Papa.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you're gonna have to use scuba gear. You sure you want to get your pants wet?
Well, they're wet anyway. And come on, the sooner we go down, the sooner the kids will have their turn.
All right. Hey, I tell you what. You want to be Pete while I'm going?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Flipper, we have a very important customer this time.
Thank you.
in there, Dad.
Yeah, we can't track him in there either.
And I thought we had him.
Sandy, you go back and get the car. We'll notify Kendricks and have the sheriff set a roadblock. All right, go. Come on.
Glad to see Ben hasn't got anything to worry about. Looks like his business is booming. Now let's go.
Gee, thanks a lot for all that money, mister.
Worth it. Every cent, believe me.
I tell you what, the next time you come here, the tour will be on us, okay? Right, Flipper? You know, I don't know what's gotten into him. He's always had a good sense of fairness.
Well, if it'll ease your conscience any, I promise I'll be back. You can bet on that.
Museum now. Make your imagination work for you, they tell me. So I do, and look what happens. My own father isn't speaking to me.
Now, that isn't quite true, Bud.
Hi, Ola. It is, too. Dad said if I hadn't been so greedy and taken my customers in turn, he could have caught that thief.
Well, that's just his way of saying that he's angry with himself for letting the thief get away.
It's a funny way of saying it.
Sometimes fathers are funny that way, Bud. Now, why don't you have some lunch and then reopen your museum? I'll be your first customer.
Well,
okay. Not polite. I was invited back, you know that.
Thank you.
Nothing yet. Police got a ballpoint bullet and the roadblocks are off.
They'll catch him, don't worry. Where's Bud?
He went off with Flipper.
All right.
Porter?
Yeah?
He seemed very upset.
He did. Probably thinks I blame him for letting that guy get away. And that's not right. It wasn't his fault.
Now I'm going to get this squared away right now.
Are you coming along?
$9.50. I've never seen so much money before. Flipper, we're rich.
Correction, Bud. You were rich. This sport coat, or what's left of it. You took it without my permission, didn't you?
How much?
Well, let's see. It cost $45 new. So I think a fair and equitable arrangement might be about $9.50.
Bud, how come you're not screaming?
Yes, Bud. Well, I guess I'm growing up, and when that sport coat fits Dad, it won't be too long before I can wear it. Right, Flipper?
Trixie will do.